All right, thank you much. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And it is, as we mentioned, on the eve of National Agriculture Day. And we always think about raising crops, corn, beans, wheat, and all the good crops. Well, let's talk about raising agriculture. And we do that regularly here on Farm Talk, getting more animals on feed in the Dakotas and Minnesota. And here from the National Institute for Animal Agriculture is Chelsea Good. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi.
How,
thanks for having me on today.
You're very welcome. Now, you're on the board of directors for the National Institute for Animal Agriculture, and we visit with the folks at the Animal Ag Alliance, and we promote animal agriculture a lot here, but I don't think we've ever visited with anybody from the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. So tell us about the group.
So National Institute for Animal Agriculture, NIAA, I think is a really fun group to be a part of, because what NIAA does is it brings together people from different species, cattle, hogs, sheep. We even have an aquaculture subgroup to talk about what I would call the tough topics. Sometimes that's livestock traceability or antimicrobial resistance, but those tough topics that kind of cut across all different sorts of species within our animal ag industry that we need to work together on. And that's something that we find NIAA being that table that everybody comes together and has discussions. And we've got another one of those big discussions coming up in our annual conference just next month.
All right. Well, and that's what we wanted to talk a little bit about today, some of those government and industry policy issues and some of the roadblocks to having more animals on feed in the country. Chelsea Good, as I mentioned, is on the board of directors for the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. But, you know, from a day-to-day basis, you're the vice president of government and industry affairs at the Livestock Marketing Association. So, boy, you're deep into animal ag.
That's correct. I'm really blessed to get to spend every day in and day out, working on livestock policy issues. Our members at LMA are your local fixed facility livestock auctions. You know, most people would call them sale barns. And just working on how do we make sure that those auctions are able to stay in business and are not overregulated, particularly as we think about, you know, from a producer perspective, we really need those local livestock auction markets to have that competition and price discovery place to get the best price for our animals.
Yeah, and it seems like the way the world is working, we're driving further distances to buy our groceries, to buy our parts, and to sell our livestock. There's been a few that have closed around here, like West Fargo. I'm sure you heard about that. How are the rest of the livestock, the sale barns, doing?
You know, when you look at the data, it's kind of interesting. The data looks like it's pretty flat for about the last 10 years in terms of all livestock auctions need to be registered with USDA. And so we see that number is staying pretty consistent. Although we do see more and more of our livestock auctions starting to add different services. Maybe some of them are adding, you know, a video stream of their fixed facility, your weekly sale. Some of them are adding the ability to even bid and buy in that environment. And then some are having online or video auctions as well, where they might go out to a ranch and video cattle, particularly if somebody's able to put together kind of a truckload of consistent type and kind. And so we see more and more services added, but in terms of those fixed facility auctions, also see them being an important necessary thing for rural communities, not just in bringing people in who are going to be there and spend money when they get there, but also needing that outlet for the ability to get price discovery in a local setting. And so we think that that's something we're going to continue to see for years to come.
For sure. All right. You know, and this is bull sale season. I'm sure you saw, was it over the weekend or late last week, a bull down in the Central Plains, I think it was Nebraska, $525,000.
That's pretty stout, right?
Yeah.
think that seller's going to be pretty happy that day.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Well, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming conference of the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. It's in about a month. Is this going to be virtual or in person?
It's going to be virtual yet this spring. I'm really looking forward to the day that we can have handshakes and sit you know, shoulder to shoulder again. We weren't quite there yet in terms of restrictions, not only in the places that we would gather, but also many companies are still having some travel restrictions. So this is going to be a virtual conference. I hope it's the last annual meeting that we have that's totally remote and that we'll see a more normal gathering environment hopefully sometime soon. But for the conference coming up in April, it's virtual. One benefit to that, though, is it makes it really easy for people to tune in and participate no matter where you are. And so we're hopeful that that gives some folks that maybe wouldn't have the ability to travel or to take that sort of time away from their operation has the opportunity to participate in this conference virtually.
For sure. Now, see, this year, it overlaps, you know, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of April overlaps with Earth Day on April 22nd.
It does, and I think that works out nice because I don't know anybody who's better caretakers of this earth than our great farmers and ranchers and people that are looking to pass their land on to the next generation to continue to provide food for our country for centuries to come. So I think that it's a natural fit that the NIAA would happen to be meeting over Earth Day.
Yeah, all right. Well, this year the theme, sustainability. Tell us a little bit about some of the topics and where you are going with sustainability in animal agriculture.
You know, sustainability is such a buzzword at the moment, and we hear so much about it. And what I really like about the NIAA annual conference agenda is that it looks at different parts of sustainability. Sustainability was defined by the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef as having three different components. And oftentimes when we hear sustainability, we immediately think about environmental sustainability, and there will be an entire day that is dedicated to looking at that environmental sustainability component. However, it's not truly sustainable. Production agriculture isn't truly sustainable if it doesn't also have an economic sustainability component as well. So there'll be another day that talks about that economic component and have an opportunity to hear from Greg Dowd and Darcy Vetter, a couple of former ambassadors, to hear them talk about how U.S. Animal production fits into that global marketplace and some other economic panels as well. So we'll talk about environmental sustainability, economic sustainability, and then the final component is social sustainability and what do we do in our communities and with the people that are working in animal ag to ensure that it is a socially sustainable for years to come as well.
Yeah. I think it was about 8 years ago where the buzzword sustainability showed up in agriculture. And it was a little confusing. Is this organic or what? I guess we've all come to learn that sustainability means whatever you're doing this year will allow you to keep doing what you're doing on the farm next year and for many years to come. That's sustainability.
I think that's a great way to term it. And so in order to have that social license to continue to operate, I think that we show that we're great stewards of the land and that we're going to be able to continue with these production practices moving forward. And also show that we're continually working to improve and be better, which I think is honestly a story. Animal Ag has a great story to tell there. If you look at how much more efficient we've gotten with our resource use, how many more pounds of, whether it be protein or milk we're producing per animal unit, and how much better we've gotten there. Animal ag is great at utilizing science and continually getting better. This is just one more way that we're going to demonstrate that we're good at being sustainable for years to come.
All right, visiting with Chelsea Good of the National Institute for Animal Agriculture. We've learned a lot about NIAA, your annual conference, coming up April 21st. How do we get registered, signed up, and participate?
You just need to go to animalagriculture.org, and you'll see all of the information on the NIAA website. Again, that's animalagriculture.org.
That's all there is to it. All right. And this is I know you have an annual conference, but how many years has this been happening? Are you still there, Chelsea? No, we lost her. Son of a gun. Yep. You still there, Chelsea? Nope. She just kind of sounds like she hung up. So too bad. All right. Because I was going to ask her about they've got another antibiotic, the 11th Annual Antibiotic Symposium coming up in November. And they're hoping to have that one done live. So anyway, so that's what's coming up. Chelsea's still on with us, and Chelsea's there. Are you still there,
Chuck?
Okay, good. All right. So my follow-up question is the 11th Annual Antibiotic Symposium you've got coming up in November in Kansas City. You're hoping to have that one in person.
That's correct. We're looking to get together in person for the Antibiotic Symposium in November and would really encourage people to lean in there. That's an area that NIAA and the whole livestock industry has done a lot of work to continue to improve and should be a good meeting.
Excellent. All right. So we learned a lot about NIAA. You're with the Livestock Marketing Association as the Government Affairs Director. Chelsea, is the World Auctioneer Contest, is that going to continue?
It is. We are really excited. We had to take a break in 2020, kind of in the middle of those COVID restrictions, but the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship is coming back. In 2021, the LMA annual meeting is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and then Dixon Regional Livestock, just outside of Nashville there, is going to host the 2021 World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, and we're looking forward to that coming up the first weekend in June.
Super. All righty. Going to Nashville in June. It'll be fun. Chelsea, thank you very much for the visit. Thanks for all the good work you do. And we will check out the annual conference for the National Institute for Animal Agriculture.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Back after this on Farm Talk.